USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Tuesday downplayed a spike in COVID-19 cases that's shattered state hospitalization records and strongly reiterated his vow not to impose a mask mandate or any business restrictions.
There will be no restrictions and no mandates in the state of Florida.
DeSantis said he expects hospitalizations to drop in the next couple weeks, asserting that the spike is seasonal as Floridians spend more time together indoors to escape the summer heat and humidity. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Monday announced a series of so-called extraordinary measures the department is taking to give the federal government more room to spend under a reimposed debt cap, chiefly pausing investments in certain government employee pension funds. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
A reinstituted Houston mask mandate requiring workers to wear masks while on the job may defy a statewide ban on such requirements. Mayor Sylvester Turner said in a memo to city employees Monday that the mandate was being issued because of a recent uptick in positive COVID-19 cases in our community. Governor Greg Abbott repeated his executive order last month banning mask mandates by any state or local government entity. Those who go against the ban are subject to fines of up to $1,000. Informed about what many consider a potential super spreader event taking place this weekend, the Biden White House danced around the least bit of condemnation, Jen Psaki noting there's nothing to worry about.
We certainly advise everyone to follow public health guidelines, which I know the former president, who is a huge advocate of getting vaccinated, of following the guidance of public health experts, would certainly advocate for himself as well.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener's special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
University of South Carolina has canceled its plan to enforce face coverings on campus for the upcoming fall semester after the state's attorney general warned that it would go against the intent of state legislation. The USC, whose campus in Columbia serves more than 35,000 students on July 30th, announced that everyone must wear masks at all times inside all campus buildings, regardless of their vaccination status, except in private offices, residence hall rooms, or while eating in campus dining halls. In a statement released Tuesday, USC Interim President Harris Pastides walked back from the previous plan, saying that masks will only be required in the university's healthcare buildings and on campus buses. Blago is back. The former Illinois governor wants to run for office again. The story from USA's Tim Berg.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is taking issue with a state law that prevents him from running for state or local office. He filed a federal lawsuit on Monday seeking a declaration finding that the law is unconstitutional. It also seeks an injunction that would allow him to run for office. Blagojevich served more than 7 years of a 14-year prison sentence on corruption charges before his sentence was commuted last year by then-President Trump. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.